Hello.
Hi, is this Ray?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Ray. Ray, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. We spoke briefly the other day regarding branding your business on Google. I did want to reach back out to you when you had a little bit more time to get your questions answered. Is this a better time?
Yes, it is. All right. Yes.
We did kind of get through the basics of what the service would entail. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
I do have questions as far as how exactly does the whole procedure work from pretty much start to finish that you are offering me.
Right, yeah. So if you did decide to move forward with the service, one of the first things that we would do, even today, would be to schedule a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We call it our client interview. So we'll talk to you in depth about your services and your service area, of course, any mission statement you have, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, etc. Because we are going to create directories that will link back to your website. In fact, we'll create almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but they're all equally important to Google. In fact, it really is the businesses that have the most content relating to that particular search that pop up on the first page. So we'll make sure you've got things like a Yelp listing, a Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, but then all the dozens and dozens of directories that are not known to the public. And like a Yelp listing, of course, they talk about your services and service area. They would link back to your website. So we create that content within the first 3 or 4 days. We make sure that you're verified and recognized by Google and Bing as an active business. And then Google will also start to crawl and index that information. Of course, all of it links back to your website, to verified listings on both Google and Bing, so that when someone in your area who is looking for your services, you know, they type in electrical contractor or electrician near me or panel upgrade, whatever they might type in, we'll make sure that your business pops up. And like I said, you'll be there because you'll have the content that your competitors won't have.
Understood. And just to clarify, the website, I believe we were talking on, I believe it was Wednesday or Tuesday.
Wednesday.
And the website that you have, because my company name, there is another company, but that's in Florida. It's very similar. The website that you have on hand right now, which is what?
The website that Mary attached here is StingrayElec.com. Stingray Elec.
Okay, StingrayElec.com. Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure that we got the right email. I do have the Yelp page. I believe we found that, correct?
I do see the Yelp
page. You do have that thing there.
We would have created one for you. Yeah, if you didn't have that Yelp listing already, we would have created it for you because Yelp is one of the almost 70 directories that Google looks for. Although it is more known to the public, it's not any more important than any of the other directories. In fact, when it all comes down to it, it's less important than some of the things like Opendi, Point.com, Solio, TellNow. We don't create that content for your customers to see. We create that content for Google to see, and it is the directories that really most people, even most so-called SEO companies, have never heard of. When you have that content, when it all talks about your services and service area, when it kind of reassures Google that if someone were to call you, you would be able to provide those services, that's what's going to make the difference. It links back to your website and your listings on Google and Bing, and that's what's going to move you onto that first page.
I understand. And all of this information regarding what we're speaking about today, am I going to get like a summary, like in an email or something?
Yeah, I see your email, stingrayelec@gmail.com. I mean, I can send it to you right now. You'll also receive everything in writing, everything that we create,
okay.
Everything that we go over, you'll receive it in writing as well.
Oh, beautiful. Okay. All right. And as far as, I think, so this will be a monthly basis payment. How is that going to be concerning?
Great.
How is that going to be concerning? Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it is month to month, completely at will. There is no long-term contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. It would be set up to bill automatically. Today's date happens to be the first, so it would bill on the first of the month every month for that exact amount of $199. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. And, of course, you can cancel at any time, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. Or you could even pause the service seasonally if necessary. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it would bill once a month for the exact amount of $199.
Correct. So it would be a $199 pretty much for the exposure, pretty much. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah. Yeah, to maintain the placement on that first page of Google, that's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. It is our job to make sure that people are calling you, and of course, you know, nobody cancels on profit. If it makes dollars, it makes sense. There is no long-term contract, but our clients do keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on that first page.
Understood. Okay, and as far as you did mention, because of course I have to get all my information correct, you did mention if I did want to cancel it for whatever time, for whatever reason, how would you go upon this?
So, I mean, if you wanted to cancel at any time, really all you have to do is give us a call and let us know. It is, like I said, set up to bill on a month-to-month basis. In fact, before I could even ask you for any form of payment, because we are Google partners, I'm required to read what's called a voice verification. It does actually get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an additional form of protection for you. So it does kind of go over the fact that as long as you call us within 3 days of your billing date, we can, you know, prevent charges to the next month of service. I actually used to work, well, this is a long, long time ago, but I did a stint in the client support division. So I do know for a fact that if you forget to call us 3 days before, and that's because we're closed on the weekend, but if you forget to call us 3 days before your account bills, if you call us the day or a few days after it bills, we would refund the payment, obviously. But just to prevent the charge, we do ask that you call us within, you know, 3 days before your billing date. We don't take anything down, really. We just stop optimizing things. We would set up your Google and Bing listing with you as the owner and with us as managers, and we have managerial access as long as you're a client of ours. But if you stop using the service, we kind of just stop optimizing things. You already have a website already, so of course you would keep the website. You would keep the Google and Bing listings. It's kind of like when you're riding a bike and you get to a downhill, you can stop pedaling. You'll keep going for a while. You might even pick up speed for a bit, but without us in there updating and optimizing things, you'll eventually slow down. In this case, you would slowly fall off the first page. Doesn't happen overnight, but you'd still have an increased online presence above and beyond what you currently have.
Understood. Okay. I think we're going to be in business. It sounds like a pretty good offer, and I will agree to proceed.
Okay. So, Ray, I did see off of the website, it's stingrayelect@gmail.com. Of course, the website itself is stingrayelect.com, but the name of the business is Stingray Electric, right? That's how you want the company branded online?
Yes, that is Stingray Electric, LLC.
And you do want the LLC to be a big part of the branding of the business, to appear everywhere on the content that we create, the Google and Bing listing and all the directories. I always do recommend it. You know, if someone ever asks my opinion, I recommend it. I think it makes your business look more professional. And then obviously the same phone number that we are speaking on is the number that is on the website. So this is the number that you want your customers to call, Ray. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
So this is my work phone. That is correct. I would like, just in case for whatever strange reason, I'm away from my work phone. Can we add my personal cell phone in there? I think that'd be a smart move. Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready, sir. Whenever you are.
201.
Mm-hmm.
284.
Okay.
0356.
Okay, just to make sure, I've got 201-284-0356.
Yes.
Perfect. And then, Ray, what is your last name?
Melendez. M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z.
Okay. And then, Mr. Melendez, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address, no showroom or brick-and-mortar location that we would be promoting for the business?
Correct. I am pretty much a call and I show. Yes.
Perfect, yeah. And Google fully expects service-based businesses to be run from the home, kind of run from the truck. Even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. But Google does want to make sure that you are an active business, an actual business in the local area. Yes. They do prefer the U.S. Postal Service. They don't verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes. Those can be rented by someone outside of town. Of course, your address will never appear. Yelp has you in East Stroudsburg, 18301. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
And what is the actual physical street address?
25 Mount Nebo Road.
Okay, could you spell that?
Yeah. Mount Nebo, M-O-U-N-T, Nebo, N-E-B-O.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Mount Nebo Road, it's an apartment complex.
Okay, and that's populating 18301, and the actual apartment number? Can you say it one more time?
212-212.
Gotcha. And of course, like I said, that address will never appear. You'll just be listed city and state, not even the zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, we'll be targeting your entire service area. Now, I do have all the information that I need to get your client interview started. The other thing that I would need to do would be the voice verification that does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. It is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But, Ray, if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Understood. Yes, understood. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Melendez, give me just one quick second here then to get that set up. Okay.
No worries.
It reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ray, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Stingray Electric LLC.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. And then, Ray, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ray Melendez, R-A-Y-M-E-L-E-N-D-E-Z. I am the owner of the company.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Melendez, as the owner of Stingray Electric LLC, Ray, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Ray, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Melendez, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
Of course. Okay. Then it says to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to reach out and contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ray, of course, you would agree to that.
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do quite well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, the reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we will be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll make sure right down to the LLC that all of the information for your business online is always accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mr. Melendez, we ask that you at least let us know, right? That's fair enough, right?
Yes, understood.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along, it is just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, which means reducing the cost of the service itself, waiving the setup fee, and with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'll actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 1st of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. Again, Ray, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the first of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is offered completely at will on a month-to-month basis. No contract, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Ray, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. And again, Mr. Melendez, that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Ray, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then that does actually conclude the voice verification. And then, Ray, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
So I do have the company card, and it is an American Express.
American Express. And you said it's the company card. So on that card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name and the company name.
And the company name. So for you, is it just first and last? Is it Ray or Raymond? Is there any middle initial?
So it is on the card, and my whole name is R-A-Y. J is for my middle name, and then Melendez.
Gotcha. Middle initial is J. J like John, right?
J for Jesus.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect.
Yeah.
J is one of those letters that does sound similar to some letters. K, maybe, I don't know. P's and T's are bad.
Yeah, right.
Um, And you said it was an American Express card. That should actually start with a 3. All American Express cards do, Mr. Melendez. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
So, I just want to make sure, too, actually on the American Express card, it does say Stingray Electric, not Stingray Electric LLC.
Okay, on the card itself. No problem. On the card itself, it says Stingray Electric, but without the LLC. But, of course, for the branding of the business, we are branding it as Stingray Electric LLC. Perfect.
Correct. Okay. Yep.
All right. So if you
all
want
right,
to go
so we're ready
for
the number. Okay. 3798.
Mm-hmm.
409015.
Mm-hmm.
82009.
And then the expiration month and year?
So expiration is 0728.
And then the 4 digits on the front of the card?
4 digits on the front of the card is 9778.
Okay. So I've got 9778, 9778 on the front of the card. I've got 07 or July of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Ray, was the card itself 3798-409-015-82009?
Correct.
And is that bill at the 25 Mount Nebo Road?
Yes, it can, yes.
18301. Okay, perfect. So mm-hmm. in the next minute or so, you're going to receive through our automated system a confirmation email. The confirmation email does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, Ray, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay. I usually have a pen on me.
I usually just type stuff into my phone and then write it down somewhere else if I need to.
Yeah, write it down later, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to have to do that. Okay. So for whatever wacky reason, because when I made this business card, I do actually have 2 addresses. So if it doesn't pass through 1 address, I can also give you my 2nd address.
Sure. Yeah, it'll let me know right away.
I can't remember exactly which address I put for this business card. I can't imagine I put it on the other one. I'm pretty sure I have it on this one, but it was this one. Okay. I had to talk to the wife. She told me it is this one. Okay. That's why she's here.
And okay. I also do have confirmation that was the right address.
Yes.
And I can give you the client support phone number anytime you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready when you are.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And, Ray, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can, of course, email 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And when you receive either the text message or the email, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I could get you in at the next hour, which would be 11 o'clock. Looks like except for a couple of exceptions, one being 3 o'clock and another being 4 o'clock. We could do really any time, any hour between now and the last one, which would be at 6 o'clock. So
There's 11, 12, 1, and 2. There's not a 3 or 4, but then there is a 5 o'clock or a 6 o'clock. Did you want something sooner or later?
Okay. Does it have to be today?
It doesn't have to be today, no. But, I mean, we do want to do it as soon as we can. If we're looking to Monday, the calendar is pretty much wide open.
Monday
won't happen at all. We're out of the office for Labor Day on Monday.
Right, Labor Day, okay.
Yeah, Tuesday would work.
Can we do Tuesday? Oh, awesome.
Yeah, so you're pretty much
on all day. I got something going on.
Oh, no problem. So we could do as early as 10 o'clock or as late as 6 o'clock. The one exception would be when they take their lunch hour, which is 3 o'clock.
Understood. All right, so now we're on Tuesday. Let's do 10 o'clock is fine. Yeah, that's no problem.
All right, so we'll schedule it from 10 until 11. It is a one-hour window for a call that really takes about half that time. So it'll get to you maybe just a few minutes after 10, get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. If I am myself in between phone calls when our client interview technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions that you have before I hand it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice. I don't know if it's going to be 10:05 or 10:10, if I happen to be on a call when they're ready to call you, they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file, so they'll do a really good job anyway. I did want to set up a little bit of extra security on your account, whether I am on that call or not, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Stingray Electric LLC, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we'll still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, Mr. Melendez, anyone who calls you and tells you that they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for the security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
We'll do my first pet's name. That's good.
Pet's name. Okay. And what is the answer?
Sam. S-A-M.
All right. Sam. You have to type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yes. I have your email that has your name on there. I also have the Local Splash support one.
Correct.
That says the Local Splash initial invoice, and then I have another one here that has like a little heart on it. Welcome to Local Splash.
Right. Yeah. The welcome email did get kind of piggybacked as well. That's the one with the client support information that I already gave you. The one that I do want you to see though is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on that email, it says something like, "Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." And if you click on the blue click here, it is hyperlinked and it does go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
I'm looking at one email that says action needed.
Yeah, that's needed for the Google verification.
Okay.
Yes. So my system still shows that as pending, but I bet if I refresh it, it'll show that it's gone through. So that's a separate email too. I was going to bring that up in a second here. But yeah, the requirements to be branded on that first page, to be recognized by Google, that's gotten a little bit more comprehensive. Google's kind of wanting to make sure that any business that they list on the first page is an actual legitimate business that would provide that service if called. So this is going to help us out. We'll do this one first. Kind of just talk about it. There is a link on here that you can use to send us any of those photos that you might have. It doesn't have to be everything, but anything that you can send that kind of will let us reassure Google that you are an active, actual business in the local areas. So any tools or equipment, your work vehicle, is the business itself licensed and insured?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. So that information, any business card that you might have, I mean, I know you're service-based, so you don't actually have a physical workspace, but, you know, maybe where you do your paperwork or where, you know, you keep your tools when they're not in the truck, whatever, something like that, anything like that. Like I said, it doesn't have to be everything, but as much as you can send, that would be great. The one that we did want you to see, though, is the other one, the local splash terms of experience, where, like I said, if you click on the click here, it talks about the services we'll be providing on the left-hand side. The first one is Google Business Profile Optimization.
I'm actually still looking for that one. Where is that? Okay. So I see here the... So I'm looking here that it says... I have the invoice here. The invoice is stating the $199 and then so on and so forth. The profile subscription. Okay, everything is all good, but I'm not seeing.
It should be above that. And there's the body of the email itself above, above the invoice. It should say, "Hello, Ray J. Thank you for choosing Local Splash." And then, your invoice is located below, and then...
And it says access your dashboard?
Yeah. Is there anything above where it says access your dashboard?
It says the local splash team, thank you. Oh, it says please click here to accept the subscription terms.
That's it, right there. And then if you click on the words click here, that's where it will take you to the next page, which is the local splash terms of experience. Now, obviously, our main focus will be listing and branding and updating the Google Business Profile Optimization. Of course, Google is pretty much everyone's main focus, so it's ours as well. But we will mirror the content on Bing. It's almost 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google. That's a lot of people overall, and we want you to have those opportunities and phone calls, so we'll mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 different directories. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across, and above it, there's a small box that says, "I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card." We do want you to click on that box. In the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it that says sign, that's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. If you type it in, it is case sensitive, so the R, J, and M are all capitalized. There is the middle initial of J, but there is no period after the J. Once you've got your name exactly as it appears in that box, click the confirm signature box below it, right? That's going to do a few things. First of all, of course, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the cost of the service, etc. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when it takes you to that next page.
Understood. I am all good, and it says the username and password.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it ask for a username and password, it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and reporting system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true at this point. We do have to do your client interview first so that we can get all the information that we need, create all that content, and then there will be something to track. So maybe a day or so after we do your client interview, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change your password if you like. Some people never do change it, and that's fine too. I can give you the username because that has already been assigned, and it cannot be changed. Fortunately, it's very easy for you to remember. It's simply your phone number. The area code is included, but it is just numbers, no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, your username is simply 570-202-2998. I'll send you I'll send you right now a calendar invite for your client interview. And, again, this is going to be on Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Sending you the client interview calendar dashboard. Again, this is something you do not have to respond to. It is just for your records, but it's going to say local/CIENG. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And it does have your username, your name, and your phone number. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing in this case. And then we can easily forward that information to the right department. Anything and everything can be sent to that particular email. You can also, if you want to, email the photos team directly. It's photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com. You'll also receive a reminder email. Our automated system will send at 9 o'clock on Tuesday a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled in that 10 o'clock hour. So like I said, it won't happen right at 10, maybe just a couple of minutes after 10. And if I am available when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well at the very beginning. I hope I am, because it's always a pleasure speaking with you. Has been today, and of course on Wednesday as well. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard, Ray. Pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out in front of more people who need your services, get your phone ringing, and, of course, earn your business just 1 month at a time.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much, Tom. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Melendez. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day. You have a wonderful holiday weekend, sir.
Thank you, sir. You do the same, okay?
I sure will. I sure will, Ray. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.